I am chatting with Ravina, who is the owner and head director and pastry chef of Just Cakes Bake Shop, located here in Surrey. And you guys are doing something very cool for Halloween this year. But before we get into that,
yes.
I want to tell the people about your accomplishments, because
oh my goodness.
You're not just another bake shop. You guys were the winner of Food Network's Canada's The Big Bake last year, right?
It's been almost a year. It's just past the year mark, and it's just crazy that we had the opportunity to do that. It's so humbling because, you know, growing up as, you know, baking enthusiasts, we watch shows like that, and just to be able to go on one and let alone win, that was literally a highlight of my career and of the team's, you know, career as well. So it's been really awesome to see the effect of that and just to have that experience for sure.
Well, and I love to watch all of those baking shows, and I watched your episode, and you guys built the coolest, it was like a haunted mansion, but there was smoke coming out of it, the door moved, it made noises, like, it didn't even look edible, but it was so cool.
Thank you so much. It was definitely a journey, those 5 hours, like, when you see those 5 hours on TV, like, adrenaline is just kicking in, and it's legit 5 hours, it's not scripted or anything like that. It's literally just 5 hours you're working and that's it, no breaks. So it's, you know, emotions are high, adrenaline is high, and it's awesome that we were able to complete that. So yeah,
that is so amazing. Okay, now that we've told everyone how cool you guys are, why don't you tell us a little bit about what you guys are doing for Halloween?
Yeah, for sure. So I love Halloween. I'm actually born on Halloween, and our Food Network episode was also Halloween themed.
Oh, so wow, look at you.
So I was really inspired by other bakers around the world that do kind of a Halloween-inspired, Harry Potter-inspired kind of bakery day, like a theme day.
Mm-hmm.
And so last year we did our first one, and it was crazy. The amount of people that came out and showed love for that type of theme event was amazing. And this year we wanted to do it in a way that was also COVID-friendly, but also to kind of bring that Halloween spirit back. I know everyone's spirits are kind of down right now. You know, you're not able to celebrate things that like you usually do. And we're just trying to provide, you know, a cool experience locally and to do it in the safest way possible. And also just to provide like a cool Halloween experience for kids and actually for all ages, I would say. I think it's exciting. You get to try some new desserts and pastries and all that kind of stuff. And yeah,
that's really awesome. And that's why I was so drawn when I originally saw this, was because Halloween is definitely going to look a lot different this year. And to be able to kind of make new experiences and try new things is kind of like almost the way to go.
Yeah, for sure. And it's like, you never know, like, that this could be, you know, a new normal for a little while. And let's make the best of it as best as we can, right? And I'm just really looking forward to seeing everyone come out and, you know, being able to take their photos and have a good time and dress up. And we're going to have the event all week long next week, so October 27th to October 31st. And it'll be very Halloween and Harry Potter inspired for my Harry Potter enthusiasts out there. So we're just really excited to put this on and just to provide, you know, a reason to smile.
And so you're promoting costumes all week?
Yeah, sure. Come in a costume any day of the week. We're here for it.
Oh, how fun. And is there any, like, little hints or anything that we can expect to see? Like, is there something new going on this year? Because I know you did something kind of similar last year.
So this year, because with COVID, like I mentioned, we're going to have it, you know, kind of the week long. And we're going to have some surprise contests along the way with our cake in a jar that's really, really popular. We're going to have some contests surrounding that. We're going to have some clothing drives. Last year, we did Dovey's sock drive. So you can bring in, you know, lightly used clothing that you want to donate. So we're going to be announcing that really soon. A couple other contests and giveaways. We will probably do the best dressed as well. We did that last year, too. So we're just kind of finalizing and wrapping up all of the little giveaways and contests that we're going to have next week. That'll be promoted on our social media, especially on our Instagram channel.
Oh, so fun. It sounds so great. And what is your Instagram?
For sure. It's Just Cakes Bake Shop.
Just Cakes Bake Shop. With an S after cakes?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Well, thank you so much, Ravina. It was so nice chatting with you. If you want something fun and unique to do this Halloween, and if you want to dress up a little early as well, you can head to Just Cakes Bake Shop next week for some fun treats, some fun times, and you can follow them on Instagram at Just Cakes Bake Shop.